Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Many of you will have watched the Panorama Papers programme last night, which of course threw many of questions into the air about rather large organisations, including Everton Football Club. This one was previewed in the papers over the past few days. What is the actual story of the ownership and what are the links between Alisher Usmanov and Farhad Moshiri? Let's have a chat with a man who's certainly in the know. You probably heard him on the Blue Room Business Matters. He's the Esk, also by the name Paul as well. Morning to you, Paul.
Morning.
Thank you for your company. You'd have watched the programme last night. Was there any startling revelation in it for you?
The programme was over two nights, so the Everton section was on Sunday evening, not last night. Startling revelations? No, not really. I thought it was a very strange programme the way the argument went. I mean, the argument was that it got quite complex. I don't know how much detail you want me to go into, but
well, try and make it as understandable as possible for people who really don't understand the business affairs of a football club.
Well, Usmanov and Moshiri are two business people who own a very large holding company that has assets basically all over the world. Usmanov is one of Russia's wealthiest men. Mm. And these two guys have done business for many, many years building assets. Usmanov owns 30% of Arsenal. And as probably most of your listeners know, Moshiri now owns just under 50% of Everton. The Premier League have a rule that says if one person owns more than 10% of one club, then they can't own a single share of another Premier League or indeed another Football League club. So there's a very clear rule in terms of not being able to own more than one club. The Panorama programme investigated a leak from a global law firm that deals mainly with offshore investments. And in that leak, there was a suggestion that when Moshiri and Usmanov first bought shares in Arsenal, that Moshiri did not buy those shares himself. Usmanov, who's a wealthier man than Moshiri, gifted those shares to Moshiri. And because the program said that he gifted those shares, subsequently Moshiri sold those shares back to Usmanov in order to buy his shares in Everton. And the program suggested that because of the gift and because Moshiri sold it back to Usmanov, it was actually Usmanov's money that was invested in Everton, not Moshiri's money. Now, that was the premise of the program. And, you know, if that was the case, that would probably ask some serious questions of Everton and of the Premier League, because all of these deals have to be approved by the Premier League, and approval means that they have to look at them in great detail. What the programme didn't say, and what was reported in the Guardian newspaper yesterday morning, was that in fact Moshiri paid for the shares that he acquired in Arsenal. So there's clear evidence that the premise that it was a gift is not actually true. So the whole story falls down on that basis. If Moshiri paid for the Arsenal shares, and there's evidence that he did, then actually there is no story.
Right. Has Moshiri come out and publicly denied the claims from the programme?
There was an interview on the programme where he was sort of asked as he left the Arsenal-Everton game at Goodison. But he's not had a formal interview. Mm. His lawyers have made a formal statement. Usmanov's lawyers have made statements, and in fact the Premier League have made statements. The only sort of connected party that hasn't made a statement is Everton Football Club.
Right, so that's the situation at the moment. This idea of a gift of that amount of money, is that realistic at that end of the business world?
Well, first of all, it's clear to establish that it wasn't a gift.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but it's not uncommon in these type of structures that the lead investor, which was Usmanov, rewards the people that actually build his business with gifts of shares. But those gifts are normally done on the back of business success and many, many years of working to grow their their wealth together. So that's not uncommon. And had it been a gift, it wouldn't have been that uncommon, no.
But what do you understand about the relationship between Usmanov and Moshiri right now, Paul?
they have a very close relationship. They most of Usmanov's wealth is tied up in a company called USM, which is the sponsor of Everton's training ground, Finch Farm. Usmanov owns 50% of that company. Mashiri owns 10% of that company. In fact, Mashiri is the chairman of that company. So they have a very close relationship. They've worked together for many, many years. I don't think anybody, nobody is concerned about that. What both people have said and their respective organizations have said is that that relationship doesn't extend to football. So Usmanov has his Arsenal interests and Bashiri has his Everton interests. And given the profile of both men and the profile of Everton and Arsenal, it's impossible to believe that the Premier League wouldn't have looked very closely at this at the point when Mashiri acquired his interest in Everton. So, you know, I have no concerns about this at all.
So the governance and the rules are extremely stringent surrounding the ownership of football clubs, aren't they?
They are, because, you know, the Premier League has become a global game and it's attracted global capital. And in order to keep up with the developments in the terms of the ownership and the amount of investment that's gone into the game, it's been necessary for the Premier League to improve its governance standards. Now, you know, there's plenty of people that say that it hasn't, but it can't have got to the size and the level that it's got to without that improvement.
Yeah, so this has all been scrutinised to the nth degree. Just in terms of USM and that relationship with the training ground as well, then, that there's nothing... it's certainly not sinister. It's quite comfortable, the fact that USM is the sponsor of Everton's training ground, yet that's under the Usmanov banner.
Well, from my perspective, yes, because two things. First of all, the amount of it's never been published is understood to be around about £5 million a year. That's less than 3% of Everton's turnover this year, so it's not a significant amount. In terms of USM, it's an even less significant amount. I mean, USM is a multi-billion pound business that generates, you know, billions of dollars of profit a year. So £5 million is, you know, it's nothing. It's a drop in the ocean to them. And as I say, Usmanov is a shareholder. Mashiri is a shareholder. Mashiri is the chairman. So, you know, from my perspective, there's no issue at all with it.
And with reference to the Panorama programme, is this bad journalism? Is it lazy journalism? Is there simply nothing to be exposed, for want of a better word?
It's turned out that there's been nothing to be exposed by virtue of what the Guardian showed. I think from the BBC's perspective, they probably needed something that was going to be high profile, something that was going to generate interest. I think they said there was 3.6 million viewers for their programme on Sunday, which for, you know, a business program at 6 p.m. on a Sunday evening is probably a very large number. So no doubt it's helped Panorama and it's helped the BBC attract lots of people into their program. But, you know, it's not significant. It's not significant to Everton. It's not significant to the Premier League. I think, you know, it's a storm in a teacup, and it's been proven, you know, their suggestion has been proven to be incorrect, and life continues.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.